Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. I'm Colton Smith and as always I'm joined by...
Jack P. Shepherd.
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club, as you know, is our podcast where we get together to educate each other on films. However, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial is a little bit different. It's our podcast where we tell you guys what is available to watch this week on terrestrial TV. I said I was going to go extra radio, and I've gone extra radio on this.
That's good. I like it.
It's good. It's very good. You watch. People will be listening to this and going, do you want to know exactly how to do some a radio intro? Yeah, I do. Listen to Coulson on Extraterrestrial. He's banged it.
So we sat down and had a discussion about how there are far too many options of what films to watch nowadays. It's basically too easy to watch a film. So this episode is all about telling you guys what you can watch on TV whilst you're at home. Last week, we had 12 Angry Men, didn't we?
Which actually, do you know what? A lot of people jumped in.
Bangers.
Ben's Bangers, that was it.
Ben's Bangers.
If Ben's Bangers. I was going to say Ben's Blockbusters. Ben's Bangers, that's what you need, isn't it? Ben's Bangers. A lot of people actually had seen 12 Angry Men, really liked it. This week, I picked another classic, which is a classic which I think definitely you probably would wait to see it on telly. It's something I will have seen on telly when I was a kid. It's a classic. It's Casablanca.
The Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah, Ingrid Bergman. Play it again, Sam. Ring any bells there, Colson? You must remember this.
Is that a place in Morocco by the sea?
Yeah. Humphrey Bogart, Ingrid Bergman, 1942. It's on BBC Two.
Black and white?
Black and white. 26th of Jan, 4:50 to 6:30.
26th of Jan?
The June.
Whoa.
26th
fuck.
Of
we,
June.
Tell you what, we've gone far in advance on these apps, haven't we? You make sure, set the reminder in your phone now.
Tell you what, it's 26th of Jan, 2022. Set your alarm. Because bear in mind, now I realise that we've got people all over the world. I'm giving them a year to move to England to watch it. So if you're not around,
book
move.
Your flights.
Come here. Have a holiday. 26th of June, 4:50 to 6:30. It's short but sweet. It's an absolute banging classic. Have you seen it, Jack?
I've never seen this film. I've seen clips. You know, of all the gin joints in the world, she happens to walk in at my... All that. Play it again, Sam, and all that. And I know the story. It's basically... She's in a bit of a love triangle with him.
It's about the Nazis, about the war, but then it's those two. She steps into the bar. He hasn't seen her. They used to... Then they form this kind of... Sort of come back into this relationship.
And she's with some army general as well or something,
and they're
she?
All doing sort of a dodgy deal... Behind the Nazis' back and stuff. But it's famously the look of it as well. It's beautiful.
Right.
The shots on
the
her
shots,
are beautiful.
The shots,
unreal.
Right.
It's real old film stuff.
Mm. So Saturday the 26th of Jan. And it's an early...
June.
I've got everyone doing it. And do you know what? It works, isn't it?
If you're a TV programmer, maybe you should put it on the 26th of Jan as well, just to make it easier for everybody else.
We covered our bases.
Just by chance, someone might be watching.
Just by chance. If you flick through enough on the 26th of June... 26th of June, not Jan, June 2021.
Perfect.
That went well. Smooth.
Smooth. Do you know what? It's almost like we've been doing it for a few years now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Talking of classics, actually, it was my girlfriend's birthday at the weekend, just gone. And we wanted to go and see a film, like a classic film, like a bit of an experience that we've talked about before, like going to the cinema. And we did some digging on the old internet.
World Wide Web.
And it turns out that there's this cave down near Buxton, right? And it's showing films all summer, basically. Classic films like Stand By Me, The Lost Boys, Goonies, what else did they have? The Breakfast Club, I think that was in there.
Classic.
Well, we got tickets to go and see Jurassic Park, right? In a cave. At night. Very, very good. We'll put some videos up on the old Insta for you to see. But yeah, really good experience. All got lights and everything. You go, you're in your cave, you queue up, you go in, you can take, there's food there, pizzas, burgers, whatever you want. There's a bar, you get a beer, you get a wine, Prosecco.
What are you sitting on?
Sitting on a chair.
No, not like a sofa or anything like that.
You're not on a sofa, you're in a cave. But it's so atmospheric that there is birds that are flying in and out while you're watching the film. Film really loud, speakers really good, picture brilliant, really good.
Dinosaurs, do they have real dinosaurs?
Well, it's the film Jurassic Park, you've seen it.
Yeah.
Have you seen it, Coles, Jurassic Park?
No.
Have you not?
Maybe that's a pick.
No.
Maybe that's a pick.
I've been on the ride and I've seen Jurassic World.
Oh, Jurassic World's nowhere near as good.
The up-to-date one.
Nowhere near as good. Jurassic Park.
Do you know what? Watching it, Ben, it blew my mind because I'm thinking back to our earlier podcast of Schindler's List.
Yeah.
And what Spielberg said he had to film Jurassic Park in 92 before that. And then as soon as he finished Jurassic Park, it's a massive film, massive two-hour film. As soon as he finished it, he flew out to go and do Schindler's List and edited that on a night, didn't he?
Yeah, amazing.
While filming Schindler's List.
And they're so different.
Oh, God, yeah.
You can't quite believe that the same director's done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very good. Jurassic Park's very good, Coulson.
Yeah.
Extremely good. It's a banger.
He couldn't have seen his wife for like 2 years.
What was the the aircon situation in the open air theatre?
You were fine. You were
was
fine.
Was it quite cool?
You wasn't cold and you wasn't hot.
What if it rained?
You're fine.
You're fully in a cave.
I'm in a cave. I'm fine.
And you can see the screen perfect.
See the screen perfect. And do you know what else they're showing at this cave near Buxton? The Descent.
Very good.
What's Descent?
Yeah. Horror film maybe, set in a cave.
Maybe it's a Sofa Cinema Club trip out.
All summer they're showing these films. Back to the Future, you've got loads of films that are on there.
And where is it? Buxton, Derbyshire.
I'll tell you where it is exactly. It's called The Devil's Arse. That's the name of the cave.
Wow.
The Devil's Arse. Google that, cinema.
It's funny because that's my favourite cave as well, actually.
Are you joking? Google The Devil's Arse. No, yeah. Don't worry. What are you doing? I'm just looking for a cave. It's showing films. It's called. I'm just Googling The Devil's Arse.
Yeah. Yeah, couple of quid, few quid, you go, you get, there's hot food there, whatever, bar, like I said. It's all table service. It's really good experience, and it's fun. It's cool.
Now, this is the part of the podcast where I would tell you about how amazing Dream Horse is and how great my trip to the cinema was.
You've not had a chance.
I've not, and for some strange reason, you two might be able to shed light on this, but it's only on twice a day. You'd be thinking it's 10 bills a day, wouldn't you, Dream Horse? You'd be thinking it's on in every other screen. Twice a day it's on.
What time?
12 at night. 12 midnight and 2 a.m.
So hopefully, this week, I might get a chance to watch Dream Horse.
Yeah.
Ben, now the other thing that we like to do in Extraterrestrial is kind of reach out to the listeners at home, isn't it? So we like to find out what they're saying about the podcast, what they're saying about films, what they're saying about us. Last week we heard an awful lot about Jack and Jack's hidden gems.
Mm.
Is there anything that's not to do with Jack that might be to do about the podcast?
Do you know what, actually? Do you know what? There are some podcast reviews, but some of the comments on High School Musical 2 are absolutely brilliant.
Really?
Oh,
people taking my side, because I've had a few messages personally basically saying don't listen to them, rise above it.
That's your mum and your dad. Everyone else. John Do won. Ben was generous, giving it zero.
Wow.
Rosenberg 196. I tried to watch the movies, but this one, I just couldn't do it. Terry Nunn 76. As a musical, it's up there with Grease 2. Utter bollocks.
That's tickles, absolutely fucking tickling.
It's funny because it's true. It's bang on.
I have to belly laugh when Coulson gets so defensive. These kinds of movies were made with one person in mind: kids.
Oh, I thought they were going to say me. Did you see the comment of the girl who almost gave me the telling off and said, never pick a sequel again, Coulson? Very strict commented and just basically said, it wasn't good, don't pick a sequel again.
It's not. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Watty 2525, it's the first time I couldn't watch the film in SCC history. So bad.
Wow.
Did you two to watch Zac Efron singing on his own on the golf course? It was hysterical.
It's funny. It is funny.
Also, looked a bit like the set from the live action version of the Flintstones.
That's very good.
Very good. Very good. Now, there's another one that made me laugh. Absolutely made me laugh, right? This is a review. Please keep Ben in a job, Ben's bangers. Keep leaving the reviews because this does make me laugh. Liv Jane 313. Love it. Something for everyone. Honestly, love this so much. I love that all the films Cookson picks.
Cookson?
Cookson. Cookson picks. I love it. Cookson picks are all my sorts of films, but equally, I've loved some of the ones Ben and Jack have picked. I also love hearing Ben and Jack's take on Coulson's films. Very funny. Without doubt, every week I'm smiling my head off and laughing out loud. Here's one. Here we go. Amy NK 90. What's your sister called?
Hannah.
Oh, no, your sister, Amy. Dickhead.
Oh,
Amy. She's called Amy. Yeah.
That's not her.
Coulson is the star. It should be called Coulson Cinema Club.
Ha!
As we all know, he's the star of the show. #, Coulson is brilliant.
Yes. Thank you very much, Amy. God. Is that iTunes or Instagram?
That's iTunes.
So it's where it counts.
Oh, wow.
It's where it counts.
It's where it counts.
Whew. Big stuff, that.
Very good. So there we go. We've done very well on the reviews and the Insta comments.
I think before we sign off, we should talk about a comment that was made in person this week, which was Jack to his mum. Because I think we have to touch on this.
What was that? Oh,
remind us.
Your mum has been in touch with me and Ben about a comment you made to her about, obviously, terrestrial TV, which is what this episode's about.
Yeah.
Didn't you go round to your mum and ask her if she had BBC Two?
Well, I asked if she had BBC One. I'm around at her house and I couldn't work out how her TV works. I mean, her setup's that ancient. She's got a VCR, for God's sakes.
Just in case.
Yeah. And it's that, you know when you go to like your grandparents or your Euston and they've got like loads of remotes. And I was like, what's going on here? I didn't know what the TV make was. I mean, it doesn't say like Sony or LG. It's just got no make. It's that old and that crap. Couldn't work out what the hell it was. So I had to ask the question, is BBC on here? And yeah, so she was taking the piss out of me.
Right, well, we've got to go because Jack's rushing off to buy his mum a telly. But before we go, Ben, what's the film and when can you watch it again?
Casablanca, BBC Two, 26th of June this year, 4:50 to 6:30. Get it on.
Get it on.
And we'll be back here on Thursday for more Sofa Cinema Club, where we're talking all things the summer blockbuster, Face Off. And if you want to keep in touch with us, you can do on social media, at Sofa Cinema Club, on Twitter, Instagram, and not forgetting TikTok. Good night, God bless. See you on Thursday.
Bye-bye.
Good night, God bless.
Hold up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.